Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro by capturing him in the lightning strike on his country. It appears his influence is far from over.
His deputy, Delcy Rodriguez, is now acting president, and she's held her first cabinet meeting under the cloud of a threat from President Trump. He warned Ms. Rodriguez she could face a fate worse than her predecessor. He told The Atlantic that if she doesn't do what's right, she's going to pay a very big price, potentially bigger than Maduro.
Maduro is expected to be arraigned in his first court appearance in New York in less than a day's time. He and his wife face four counts, including conspiracies involving narco-terrorism and cocaine importation. Maduro is being held in a Brooklyn jail. Venezuela's defense minister said a large part of the Maduro security team was killed in the U.S. attack.
Top U.S. diplomat Marco Rubio told CBS these are Washington's demands. Stop drug trafficking, stop gang members going to the U.S., no Iranian and Cuban presence like in the past, and the oil industry benefiting the people, not pirates and adversaries of the United States. Mr. Rubio also clarified what it means for the U.S. to be, quote, running Venezuela.
What we are running is the direction that this is going to move moving forward. And that is, we have leverage. This leverage we are using and we intend to use. We started using already. You can see where they are running out of storage capacity. In a few weeks, they're going to have to start pumping oil unless they make changes. And that leverage that we have with the armada of boats that are currently positioned allow us to seize any sanctioned boats coming into or out of Venezuela, loaded with oil or on its way in to pick up oil, and we can pick and choose which ones we go after. We have court orders for each one.
But Nick Harper tells us more about the challenges that lie ahead for U.S. prosecutors, with Maduro set to appear before a New York judge later today.
The U.S. is already arguing that it is legitimate in what it has carried out in Venezuela. And those will be the arguments that they will be trying to present before a court in the coming hours. I think if we look at the indictment, it makes it clear how they're going to try and frame this. They call Nicolas Maduro in that new indictment the de facto but illegitimate ruler of a country. So they're trying to say that this was not about seizing a head of government. This was rather about serving a U.S. arrest warrants against someone that they believe is a drug trafficker. But I think also we should look back at history. There is legal precedent here. 36 years ago, the U.S. invaded Panama. They managed to capture the president of the country, Manuel Noriega, and he was brought here to the United States and tried. Now, he accused the government at the time, George W.H. Bush's government here in the United States, of acting illegally. He said that they had violated international law. It was against due process. Noriega also argued that he had immunity as the head of state in Panama. Ultimately, that was all unsuccessful, and he was jailed. And I think importantly here, the U.S. courts refused to even consider the legality of that U.S. invasion of the country and taking him. Even though he was taken by force, the U.S. courts thought that that was legal. Legal scholars, though, in the United States think the harder thing for the U.S. prosecutors to try and prove that Maduro was the head of an international drug cartel. Donald Trump on Saturday called him a kingpin. And it seems as if that, getting that to stick, will be the hard part for U.S. prosecutors.
We spoke earlier to Ernesto Castaneda, director of the Center for Latin American and Latino Studies at the American University. He says the capture of Maduro was a surprise.
Many things are still up in the air. We don't know what's really going to happen. But so far, it was a distinct attack that was for the removal of Maduro, which came as a surprise. Not so much that the U.S. could do something militarily. There was already a deployment of forces in the Caribbean, but that it wouldn't be a lone target on Maduro, but that he will be removed like they tried to do with Bin Laden. That was a surprise, and it's successful. And it seems now that rather than calling for democracy or for elections to happen soon, as the Venezuelan constitution demands or the Venezuelan people would like to do, it seems that Marco Rubio and Trump are happy to negotiate with the former vice president, who will soon take as a formal president, in a way to negotiate, which seems to be indeed largely about larger access to U.S. companies for oil extraction. Marco Rubio was saying a few hours ago in U.S. media that they can choose who to target in Venezuela for removal if they don't cooperate. So this, unfortunately, is the behavior of a bully who is using force, in this case, the U.S. military might, to get their will. So it's an unfortunate state of affairs where might has been more important than international law.